You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Nostalgia is a one-time only event, ladies and gents. You can't recapture it. Sorry, but you're not going back. Appreciate it when you're there.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Sidebar, by the way, and then I'm going to get back to the meaty stuff, but bear with me. Yeah. So my viewing habits, I've been looking for, and if anybody can help me out with this, I've been looking for the Cowboy Bebop animated movie, because I've watched all Cowboy Bebop, and the animated movie is supposed to take place between episodes like 21, 22, or 22 and 23. It's impossible to find it. I'm not going to today. I'm not going to talk about the live action that was cast in 2019 before the lockdown, because we'll get violent, and I will have to play some more Enya. Because the live action, I should be a casting agent. The live action casting for Cowboy Bebop is an insult to humanity, and I'm going to stop right there. But I've been looking for the animated movie, not the live action, but there's a movie that was done, and I can't find it anywhere. Don't tell me that Netflix says that they have it, because they do and they don't. They lie. I looked. So if anybody has any heads up. So anyway, I bring this up because of something very, very important. Kane, what cartoons did you watch when you were growing up, real quick?
Voltron, I think I remember that. I remember Speed Racer.
Voltron's
when I was growing
a given.
Up. Speed Racer. Obviously, all the Warner Brothers stuff, you know, from Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry, Woody Woodpecker.
He-Man.
I remember watching He-Man.
Master of the Universe. That's right. I remember before there was She-Ra, and which I watched too. And I remember when the episode where they had She-Ra meet He-Man, and I was like blown away. It was like, there's nothing that actually matches that. And it's amazing. And so this, they've been wanting to redo it. And so I haven't watched it yet, but the official teaser, it's on Netflix for Masters of the Universe Revelation. This is from Kevin Smith. So because Kevin Smith's name on it, he's the showrunner, I have a little bit of an assurance that it won't suck out loud. So I'm just going to say I'm going to watch it on a break here. That's why when you were asking me if I wanted to record something on break, my answer was no, because I'm going to watch the He-Man teaser. All right. And I'm very excited about this. I will put it in Slack, but this is not a reboot. It's a continuation. So it picks up. The only problem is Mark Hamill's Skeletor, and Mark Hamill hates me. I don't like him much either, but he plays Skeletor, and that seems fitting. You know, Skeletor's more fit, but I'm interested in looking at this. So I'm going to watch it on break. I'll put it in Slack. But it's Netflix, so I'm worried, you know, because Netflix does have a habit of taking something and let's ruin it. Let's overproduce it. Let's ruin it to death. So anyway, I did watch Axe Cop though. Yeah. Our guys at Babylon B. I watched more Axe Cop yesterday and it's so ridiculous. I love it. It's so ridiculous, but it's so good. All right. So let's get, anyway, the only reason I bring that up is because I have it as a headline, but I didn't want to keep it in my headlines because it's that important. It's He-Man and it's a continuation, not a reboot. And as an OG baby Gen X kid who appreciates He-Man, maybe a little bit more so than like the millennials and Gen Z, I appreciate a good continuation. Correct, Kane?
Absolutely.
That's right. We don't like those reboots. Just continue the story, right? There's a lot in the He-Man universe. Just saying, very important to us. I have a sidebar to the sidebar, but I will never come back. So we'll drive past it.
What reboot's ever been better than the original?
I can't never.
I can't think of any at the moment.
Never. I never. There's never been a reboot that's better than the original, because you're trying to recapture this nostalgia that you can't. Nostalgia is a one time only event, ladies and gents. You can't recapture it. Sorry, but you're not going back. Appreciate it when you're there. That's just it. All right, so, gosh, that was way more deep than I wanted to be. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So Greg Abbott signs a bill banning vaccine passports for businesses. And he said Texas is 100% open and people should have freedom to go wherever they want to go, do what they want to do. He said he signs a law that prohibits any Texas business or government entity from requiring vax passes or any vaccine information. Now, this is something that, what, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, I mean, a ton of other states have done this. And interestingly enough, the Biden administration, when they're like, Biden himself will signal some kind of opposition to it, but then Jen Psaki totally walks it back and does something different. So there, but now New York, Illinois, and Hawaii, they've approved the use of vax passes. So I don't know. It's just tricky. Let's see here. A couple of other things. Biden wants to also give 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses to countries in need, so long as people who have them here can get them. I don't mind being a good steward to other people, but remember, our tax dollars paid for this. Don't say that they didn't, because they did. I went and looked all this up. Don't think I didn't deep dive this first before talking about it. We facilitated it. So I'm totally fine with doing that, so long as it does not affect people's ability here from getting it if they want it, because they paid for it with their tax dollars. We have a lot more on the way. You don't want to miss it. I can't believe you can't found that Cowboy Bebop movie. $75 on Amazon. You got to be kidding me. Stick with us. First off, CMT, I didn't watch like the CMAs and all this stuff. I don't even hardly like watch any of that anymore. I don't really watch television anymore. I really don't. So they had their CMTs had tweeted that we're virtually wearing orange today in support of National Gun Violence Awareness Day and calling attention to the more than 100 lives that are lost every day due to gun violence. They act as though that the 100 lives lost every day are either like mass casualty incidents or kids with guns. And that's not true. I've looked at the FBI Uniform Crime Report. The latest data is available. You literally can Google FBI space UCR space 2019. Enter it into Google or DuckDuckGo or your search engine of choice. And voila, hard data. And when you look at the crime, you can look at crimes that are being committed. You can look at demographics, everything from rural to urban, everything. And the idea, the intimation here is that it is not criminal elements who have obtained firearms illegally and are carrying them illegally that are driving this crime. Because that's who it is. I mean, it's inarguable. But it seems... Then it's not a problem with gun violence. It's a problem with recidivism. And it's a problem with criminals who don't follow the law and then continue not following the law by breaking the law, carrying a firearm they're prohibited from carrying in commission of a crime. See, that kind of context is important, especially with the political, you know, charge of how the sentiment has been used. So CMT tweets this, and they were slammed. They were slammed for tweeting it, which they should have been, because you're missing the key context here. There's a nuance. You're alienating people. Country music, I've said that because there's been this Maoist-like push to divorce Americans from cultural touch points. Whether it's football, whether it's NASCAR, they've even tried doing this with military, with the wokeness that they've been pushing. And then also with country music to wokeify country music. And it's not very difficult to do because so much of it is so overproduced. I mean, you don't, that's why I like the outlaw country. Because so much of it is, you know, you got singers and songwriters and they put together a package and they go and they airbrush makeup on somebody. They send them out there and boom, it's all ready to go. They'll buy some authenticity. Everything's for sale. So that was I can't, man. They just stop. I can't. That's what I, one thing I can't stand when I see like the CMT kind of stuff like this. They were, the ratio was real, man. That's when you use that popcorn, the popcorn gif.
For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So there was a story of a prosthetic leg that had been stolen from a Florida man, a pedestrian crash victim in St. Petersburg. This Christopher Harris had been hit by a car and his prosthetic leg went missing. And it was like a Marvel, it had like Captain America, Black Widow and all of that. And it caused his prosthetic leg to dislodge it. The leg hit another vehicle and both drivers stopped and cooperated with the investigation. And it's customized with Marvel artworks. Thankfully, it was returned. So that thing is worth $15,000.
Dang.
I know.
It did look pretty cool though.
It does look real neat. I mean, if you're going to get something on your leg, that's a pretty cool thing to get, Captain America and all that. Yeah, they said that there was a lot of widespread social media coverage of it, and so someone called in and told police where to find it. They said they found it behind a local laundromat hidden, and so they returned it to... I don't know. Somebody took it and probably was like, oh, I feel bad for the guy, so I'm going to... So that's... They said they don't believe that any alcohol or drugs played a role in the crash, but they're still investigating, but... Good heavens. Boy, oh boy. Florida woman went on a naked rampage at an Outback steakhouse. And it's on video.
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. A naked Florida woman went berserk, destroying an Outback steakhouse, and it was all caught on video. Tina Kindred, 53. She was arrested because she caused thousands of dollars in damages at an Outback steakhouse. And before the frenzy, apparently she was also at a place called Mojo Grill, banging on windows and flipping over tables. It is on video. Oh my gosh, is it on video? Police said that they arrived in the parking lot around lunch. Patrons were like, there's a woman inside breaking everything in the bar. So the officers went in, they saw glass and liquid all over where a highly agitated naked female had bottles of liquor in her hands. And then she began saying incoherent words and throwing liquor bottles at police. And so they had a taser twice. And she's like, the video shows her squatting literally on a table.
Oh, come on.
Like a feral thing. It's just the craziest thing I've ever. Whew. So there's your Florida man.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.